spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell, and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic. She touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom Boom. She says I'm Mr. Boom Boom. Gee whiz, baby, please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby, hand me the keys, and I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well, you are the bun and me are the cheese, and if I'm me are the rice, well baby, love you the peas. I'm bombastic, really fantastic. Me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Oh, oh, romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom 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 Bastic. Tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Oh, oh, romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom Boom. I say give me your loving, girl, your loving well good. I want your loving, girl, be it like you should. I give you your loving, girl, your loving well good. I want your loving, girl, you remember the wood. You like to kiss and caress, rub down every strand of your pan bitches. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I bet you confess, when you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. She says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it a leap me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go la ba la ba la ba la na chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. I'm lay down on my jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only song you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg. Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packard. A record-breaking victory for former President Donald Trump, winning the Iowa caucuses in a landslide. ABC's Sherry Preston is in Des Moines this morning with reaction from voters.
Tom Donnelly has always supported Donald Trump and says he thinks other Republicans will get on board once they see how well he does in the next several contests. As for the prospects of a second Trump term in the White House,
I think it will be difficult for the Senate and Congress. And yeah, you have these political factions and we've never been more divided, but that's going to be the case with anybody.
Other voters told me they didn't know what they'd do if Trump wins a nomination. Many of them voted for him the first time and even the second time, but a third time, they said they weren't sure about that. Sherry Preston, ABC News, Des Moines.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who invested heavily in Iowa's ground game, coming in a distant second last night, coming in third, winning one county, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A fire at a commercial facility closed a stretch of Highway 18 in Iowa County on Sunday. The fire happened at a commercial facility with a large amount of propane. The fire closed Highway 18 west of Cobb. Officers were asking everyone to avoid the area. Iowa County dispatchers first took a call reporting the fire just after 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. The fire was in a building at a FS Insight facility to the west of Cobb that houses propane and pesticides. In text alerts sent to local residents just before noon on Sunday, authorities said Highway 18 near the fire would be closed for 24 hours. An earlier alert asked residents to shelter in place. According to the sheriff, no one was injured and there was no danger to the public. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. It is bitterly cold, and that is going to continue. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill minus 20 to minus 30, possibly even colder at times. Partly cloudy, actual high today 2 above. Tonight, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below. 99.7.
In excess, there is new sensation. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 12 minutes after 7. Now, Finn, good morning. How are you on this very chilly Tuesday?
Yeah, that's kind of what that sums everything up, right? A new sensation. You walk outside, and with the wind chills being what they are, that'll give you a new sensation for sure.
It's like your nostrils instantly freeze. You have no way of breathing once you get out there because everything is frozen. Yesterday, I went for a walk with Aspen. And at one point I was like, maybe I'm drooling. I could be drooling on myself and I would never even know the difference. I was like, maybe it's my nose running. I'm not really sure. Last night we had to run a few errands and we were in Reedsburg and it was just bitter. I mean, as soon as the automatic doors open and they start ushering you outside, I was like, no, I'm not going. Why do we do that? We do this to ourselves here in Wisconsin. It is disgusting outside.
Yeah, no matter what someone would say about being cooped up inside, the past couple of days, I've been okay with being cooped up inside.
Just take
the dogs out and that's good. I'm coming back inside.
It's gross. It's absolutely gross. You know, and I use that term in the summer as well, but it applies here too because we don't need to go from like 110 in the summertime to negative 110 because essentially it might as well be that. I mean, it's so darn cold out at this point, but wind chill advisory still in effect for today. Anything exciting at the Finn household or just kind of hunkering down waiting for the 11 degrees that we're supposed to get tomorrow? Woo, balmy people.
That'll change things drastically. Walks have been shorter. Yeah, like I said, it's just been basically inside, just kind of listening to music, watching TV, and just trying to stay warm. Yeah, the dogs don't exactly know what's going on, do they? And until they get outside. They have like short-term memory loss or something, you know?
I think she thinks as soon as she gets outside, it's going to be magically nice again, and that's just not how it's going to be. I keep telling her, sorry, girl, this is the way it is for a while, so you're going to have to figure this out, but she doesn't seem to listen to me. Now, I have to say, after we got home from running errands last night, there was a lot going on. I mean, the Iowa caucuses were happening, and if you know me at all, I'm kind of a political junkie, so I was keeping an eye on that, and I have friends who actually work on several different campaigns, so I was kind of involved with what was happening in their world last night. So that was interesting, and then, of course, you had playoff football happening, so that was on last night. So much going on that I completely just zoned out on the fact that the Emmys were on until Corey was going through social media, and he's like, did you know the Emmys were on? And I said, no. I said, it's Monday. Why would the Emmys be on a Monday? Sure enough, the Emmys were on a Monday on Fox, of all places. Like, I was actually going to go try to find them over there. Well, we did eventually. And it was an interesting show, I have to say. I've had to watch a few highlights because we missed quite a bit of it. But it was the 75th annual awards ceremony last night. And Anthony Anderson was the host. And I love Anthony Anderson. I'm a huge fan of his way before he was even on Black-ish. He actually recruited his mama, Doris, to cut people off when their acceptance speeches went too long. It was actually kind of funny because Doris is a little bit charming in that I don't want to insult her because I love Doris, but she's a little like aggressive, in your face, not going to take no for an answer kind of woman, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the way Doris is. So she was actually sitting in the audience near the front. When people went too long, she'd stand up and hold up a sign and tell them that they were done. Jennifer Coolidge was the first winner to face Doris's wrath. And as funny as the bit was, John Oliver made it even better because when his show Last Week Tonight actually won the Emmy for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series, he thanked the appropriate people. But then he said, quote, I'm not leaving without getting played off by Anthony Anderson's mom. So he proceeded to start naming the players of the Liverpool soccer team so that he could purposely go over his time so that Doris had to do her thing. It was hilarious. And then I don't know if you've seen on social media, but if you didn't catch the Emmys last night, there was this really great moment because Christina Applegate came out to present an award. And if you know anything about Christina Applegate, she was diagnosed with MS and she's had quite the battle over the last couple of years. And she got a much, much deserved standing ovation to the point where she was in tears. And then she jokingly scolded the audience for shaming her and her MS by standing up for her. It was just a really great moment. You know, actors and actresses who can make jokes about themselves in real time, I always appreciate appreciate that. And the Emmys this year, it was interesting because it actually, they did cast reunions for several different shows like Cheers, Grey's Anatomy, Martin, The Sopranos, All in the Family, as well as Ally McBeal. So it was very, very interesting. Elton John wasn't at the ceremony, but he completed his EGOT, which is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. For his concert special, Elton John Live, Farewell Dodger Stadium, and that was the award for the Outstanding Variety Special. Big winners, though, last night, and I think you'll like this. Succession and The Bear winning 6 Emmys each, and the limited series Beef actually won 5 Emmys last night. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to bore people, but some of this is actually good stuff. I actually enjoyed this award ceremony for some reason this year. Maybe it's because I actually know some of the stuff they're talking about finally. Because I don't usually know half the stuff that they're even talking about, or half the movies or the TV shows or anything. I'm like, I've never even heard of that. But most of the stuff this year is definitely top of mind type stuff. So I've enjoyed it a lot more. Best drama series did go to Succession. Best actor in a drama, Kieran Culkin actually won that award, which you kind of knew because he won the Golden Globe. Best actress in a drama series, Sarah Snook, also from Succession. She also won the Golden Globe. Best supporting actor for a drama went to Matthew McFadden, again from Succession. I told you they were the big winners last night. Best supporting actress in a drama went to Jennifer Coolidge for The White Lotus. I love Jennifer Coolidge. I'm a huge fan of hers. I know some people don't love her, but she's always going to be Stifler's mom to me. I don't care what role that woman takes on. She will always be Stifler's mom from American Pie. Just saying.
Sure. Yeah. For me, it's best in show, but she's very funny.
She's good in that one, too.
Have
yes.
you watched The White Lotus at all? I haven't watched any of that.
I haven't. But I haven't seen it. I've heard of it. I've heard amazing things about it, but I have not, like most things, I haven't taken the time to actually dive in. So I might have to do that. I mean, there was a bunch of stuff this year at the Emmys and at the Golden Globe. And I'm like, I need to maybe actually get into this a little bit more. Best comedy series went to The Bear on FX. Best actress for a comedy series went to Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. Best actor in a comedy series was Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. I mean, the list really goes on and on for those. And then we mentioned Beef. They also took home multiple awards for basically limited or anthology series or TV movie. But interesting stuff last night at the Emmys. It was a good award ceremony. Honestly,
all well-deserved awards, and it sounds like they're trying to spice things up with an awards program with the Emmys, where they're just trying to keep it lighter and a little not quite so serious. So maybe that'll work out, because you know, some of those awards programs,
I know, they drag on forever. They drag forever. But, you know, and I love Anthony Anderson. I know, you know, when it comes to the hosts, everybody's got their own opinions about how well they did. I thought he was great. I think having his mom Doris out there kind of lightened the mood a little bit, because everybody was kind of having fun with it, and they'd watch her. They were watching her really closely because, I mean, she would start yelling from the audience, "Time's up," kind of thing, you know, if they weren't paying attention, because that's just how Doris is. She's like that. But it was really kind of fun. And then just to see the different reunions that they had, Tracy Ellis Ross, who of course starred on Blackish with Anthony Anderson, and Natasha Lyonne gave out the last award for the evening, which happened to be the best drama series. To start things off, they did a skit of I Love Lucy, where, you know, it's with the chocolates as it's coming down the conveyor belt. It's that iconic scene that we all know from the show. They did that to kind of kick things off. It was in black and white for people at home. You know, obviously the audience was seeing it completely different, but it was just a fun way to do it. And then when they came up to the microphones, there was like chocolates dropping from their bras onto the floor and everything, because they were literally stuffing them down their shirts. It was actually really funny. I don't know if I've actually ever laughed at an award ceremony, but I did last night, because there was some funny stuff that happened. And then of course you had your memorial, and boy oh boy did we lose a lot of big celebrities in 2023.
Sure, mm-hmm.
Holy smokes, when you actually watched that playback person by person, it was shocking how many major celebrities, even at a younger age, that we lost. Charlie Puth did the song for that, and in iconic fashion he did the Friends theme song with Matthew Matthew Perry being the last one up on the screen. So, which obviously got a lot of applause and a standing ovation. But yeah, you look at some of the people we've lost. Everybody from Cindy Williams. I mentioned Matthew Perry. I mean, it was staggering when you actually watched it back, because, you know, we see these things. They come across our Facebook feeds or our news feeds when we're doing our stuff every day. And then you really sit back and you watch and you're like, that's actually some icons that we've lost over the last year.
It's kind of horrible. I mean, if you forget it, because somebody passes away at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And eventually, because you lose so many other great people throughout the course of the year, you forget about the earlier ones. And then you see it in a memoriams like that. And then it just, you know, it was staggering.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it truly, truly was. Yeah, last night when Corey and I were watching it, because I said to Corey, I was like, "Is that right?" And he goes, "Yeah, that was early in the year." And I mean, as we were going through it, it was pretty insane. So I all in all thought it was, like I said, we tuned in late. I all in all thought it was a pretty good ceremony, considering what award shows have become. It was just unfortunate to me that you know, these things, even if I don't tune in, they're usually on my radar at some point. This one wasn't even on my radar though, and then to have it over on Fox, and then to have so much competition with it. I know. And to have so much competition between the political stuff and football and all of that kind of stuff, it was kind of unfortunate, because I don't know how many people, if we didn't know it was on, when it's usually on our radar, even if we're not glued to it, I was like, that's pretty unfortunate, because now I'm assuming the numbers are probably going to be fairly low for it. But I think it was just a timing thing, everything else that was going on. And remember, because of the strikes, the writer's strike and the SAG awards, SAG strikes, I mean, this was an award ceremony that was supposed to take place in September. I believe the original date was September 18th. And so it got pushed all the way back out to January because of those strikes and when they ended and all of that good stuff. So it was interesting. We'll put it like that.
You were talking about the cast reunions. Who's left from All in the Family? Was that a cast reunion of two people, or what was it?
I didn't get to see that one. We only saw a couple of the more current ones, like the Cheers and the Ally McBeals. And so if you saw it, let us know, because I didn't actually get to see the All in the Family one. I'm going to assume that was early on, would be my guess, because as far as I know, Rob Reiner's one of the only ones left, right?
Yeah, right?
I don't know how they did that one. But
Gene Stapleton and Carol O'Connor, they've long passed. That was a long time
Sally
ago.
Sally Struthers still with us? You don't hear a lot from her anymore.
I can't remember if she's still with us or not.
That's terrible that I can't remember. Now I got to go to the Googles and all of that kind of stuff. Isn't that terrible that I can't remember? Yes, she's 76. So I'm going to assume that maybe Sally Struthers was up there with Rob Reiner, because that would be all that would be left of that original cast of All in the Family. So, but I don't know. That one, like I said, we tuned in late. I didn't get to see that one. I got to see some of the maybe more of the sitcoms I grew up with, like the Martins. I mentioned Cheers. I mentioned Ally McBeal, all of that kind of stuff. So I didn't see the All in the
Family.
That's
kind of a cool idea to have cast reunions.
And the Ally McBeal one was really fun, because they basically mirrored the opening of Sally McBeal, or of Ally McBeal. I'm talking about Sally Struthers and Ally McBeal. Yeah. Things rhyme and all that.
It's a hybrid.
Right, exactly. So they basically mimicked and mirrored the opening of Ally McBeal, where they come out of the bathroom stalls, the three lawyers, and then they do their dance down the hall. And then the three guys who starred in Ally McBeal with Calista Flockhart basically danced their way off the stage, and then she got up to the microphone to present the award. So, I mean, the way they did it was actually kind of cool. But I was a little impressed. I mean, it was actually one that held my attention, too. How many award shows have you watched over the years where you're like, okay, I'll tune in for a few minutes, and then you get bored and you go find something else to watch until they get to something more exciting, or they get to a musical number or whatever it might be, depending on the award show you're watching. And then you go find something else to do for a little bit, because it just doesn't really hold your attention. So
Do you feel like it helps if you like the host, if the host is someone you actually like?
Oh, for sure. for sure, because you actually, you know, care when they come back out on stage. And yeah. That was the whole issue I had with the Golden Globes. That one felt very haphazard and thrown together. And then there was a host that I never even heard of. And I mean, I still don't know who the guy is. All I know about him is he's a stand-up comic. That's all I know.
Right.
And I can't tell you one other thing about the guy, where I would have ever seen him, what maybe shows he's had, whether it's been a show on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, if he's ever been in a TV series. I can't tell you one thing about the guy.
And
not
then he
one
find
thing.
Out that he was going to be host like three days prior.
Yes,
or something.
It was just a few days before. Yeah. I know, it was nuts. So anyway, check out the full list of the Emmy Awards. If you know, it's cold out, you need something to binge watch at this point in time, because nobody's going anywhere when it's this chilly. Although I did have to go into a grocery store last night where they had a big sign on their door and reminding everybody that you need to wear shoes into the store. I thought that was hilarious for some reason. And I was like, it's 25 below and they're worried about people wearing shoes into the store. Now, I'm assuming this sign is probably up all year round, but when it's 25 below with the wind chill, you'd have to be insane to be out there barefoot right now, or you'd have to be on one of those, like, you know, take yourself to the wild type shows to see how you can survive kind of thing. I was like, wow, okay, we'll go with that tonight, that's fine.
Not even wearing the booties, at least wear the mush balm.
Do something to protect those feet. My goodness. Taking a look at the forecast right now, this cold is going to continue because we do have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. We're talking wind chills of 25 to 30 below. Might even be colder than that at times. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy. Our high is going to be two degrees. Yay! Six below tonight. And then tomorrow, it is actually going to feel a little bit like a heat wave because we're talking 11. We're going to hit those double digits tomorrow. It seems very exciting stuff. My goodness. 9 below right now, and time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. On Friday, January 19th, from 6:30 until 8:30, Merrimack Community School will be hosting their Celebrate Winter event. Great chance to eat some food and have some fun with family and friends. Bring a dish to pass and your favorite board game. No alcohol is allowed at this event. It's sponsored by the Merrimack Snowbusters. And they also have a 50-50 cash raffle with the proceeds going to Merrimack Home and School Association. Again, this is Friday, January 19th from 6:30 until 8:30 at Merrimack Community School. And you still have time to get signed up for the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. This year, the prizes will be 10 different meat bundles, ranging in values from $50 to $275. And the grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package valued at $375. It's $5 per ticket or $20 for 5 tickets. You can reach out to Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or contact any executive board members to purchase tickets. Again, this is the 5th annual Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle. Selling will end on February 17th, and the drawing will be held at the Baraboo FFA Flapjacks for Farmers Breakfast held at Baraboo High School.
The new Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells is proud to present the Winter Concert Series. With over 20 tribute concerts in January, February, and March, it may be cold outside, but at the Legacy Dinner Theater, things will heat up on Friday, January 26th, when Jimmy Holmes takes the stage with his tribute to Elvis. Jimmy has won numerous awards, including the 2023 Images of the King World Championship. Then, on Saturday, January 27th, straight from the Twin Cities, it's Chase and Ovation, who have been presenting the ultimate tribute to the music of Prince for over 17 years. And coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells in February, their tributes to the best in yacht rock: Jimmy Buffett, Dolly Parton, Tom Petty, Buddy Holly, Boston, Styx, and more. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For the complete listing of over 20 tribute concerts coming to Wisconsin Dells in January, February, and March, check out the Winter Concert Series at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Max and 7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. I don't know if I can guarantee great, but I can definitely guarantee chilly. It's Rick Astley now. Rick rolling you. Not fair on a cold Tuesday morning. Never going to give you up on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:34 right now. And, you know, we were talking about the Emmys and how they brought some former cast members together. And we were mentioning All in the Family that only Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers left. So I was doing a little Googling here. And they actually came out onto the stage at the Emmys last night in a set just like All in the Family, which was pretty cool. And they were the beginning of the memorial to all of the lost actors and actresses. They did a tribute to Norman Lear, which would make total sense, producer of All in the Family, right? And we didn't tune in until the memorial until maybe probably a fourth to halfway through. So I would have missed the entire All in the Family. But it was kind of interesting because Sally Struthers ended their segment by saying, "So to all the members of all of our television families who have passed on, those were the days." And then Charlie Puth apparently took over with the Friends theme song. So cool stuff. Yeah. So very cool stuff. Yeah. I think I personally was more impressed with this Emmys, the little bit of I saw of it, than I had been in the past. That's for sure.
Well, it sounds like it was at least entertaining, which some of the previous ones.
Yeah, they weren't. That's my biased opinion, by the way, because I'm not usually an award show junkie. I like to see who won. I like yet to find out, you know, what the top movies were, what the top TV shows were, but I'm not an awards season junkie by any means. So
I used to watch the Oscars religiously. I mean, I would always watch the Oscars, and then it just got to a point where
it's a lot, and then it became too much, and the red carpet stuff goes on for hours before they get in there.
When you start to disagree with the picks so much that it's just not, but you know, because if your actor or favorite director or whatever wins, then you're rooting for them, right? But then if it's somebody else and you're not really a fan, or you're not behind, or you think they just made the wrong choice, then eventually it just kind of loses its charm.
My thing that bothers me at the Oscars when it's a movie that just came out, like right before the awards season, and it's already up for an Oscar. I'm like, how could we
forget about the ones earlier in the year?
I hate that. So I have a hard time with the Oscars.
Just the Oscars drag on way too long, and I know they've tried to shorten it over the years, but apparently
it's not working.
Maybe Doris needs to be in the audience for the Oscars.
That's right.
Too.
Anthony Anderson and his mama need to button things up a little bit. Speaking of buttoning things up a little bit, the final super wild card weekend of football took place yesterday, if you are a football fan. And we're going to complain about the cold here in Wisconsin, but I'm definitely not going to complain about the amount of snow. If you had a chance to watch the Bills and the Steelers yesterday, people were wading through the bleachers at the Bills Stadium up to their waist. They didn't even have a chance to shovel out the bleachers, and people were literally trying to get through to their seats up to their waist in snow.
That's insane.
It was absolutely insanity, and I was like, there is no way I would be out there, but they're Bills fans. They call them the Bills Mafia for a reason, and they were out there in full force. Bills got a big win, so obviously they're going to move on in playoffs, but Swifties have their bees in a little bit of a bonnet right now, and it's for a good reason, maybe. I don't know. Eminem was in the house for the Lions and Rams playoff game in Detroit on Sunday.
Makes sense.
If you were watching that, he's from Detroit, huge Lions fan, and come on now. The last time they were in playoffs was 1991, so obviously everybody's a little excited in Detroit. Now, the camera cut to him several times during the game, and nobody complained, which, of course, did not sit well with the Swifties, who've been enduring all of the hate Taylor Swift gets every time she's shown at a Chiefs game. Now,
well, Eminem's not showing up at every game.
This is true.
Right?
This is true. We don't have to see it every single time and go into an analysis of what he was wearing, why he was wearing it, if he's sitting next to Mama Kelsey, why he's next to Brittany Mahomes, if Patrick Mahomes' younger brother is up in the booth with him, who's the guy she just high-fived. We don't do that with Eminem. He's just a dude at a game in his Lion sweatshirt. That's all it is.
It's not a soap opera.
Exactly. So one fan complained, quote, "I see the NFL is using Eminem to promote their product the same way they're using Taylor Swift, but I don't see the same complaints. It's almost like the hate towards Taylor is rooted in misogyny. Another person said, "Why is it okay for Eminem to rock out and cheer at NFL games, but if Taylor Swift does it, it's distracting?" Again, because we're not doing it at every single game with Eminem. However, I started thinking about this, right? Let's say the Chiefs and the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, which would make me gag for so many different reasons. But can you imagine the Eminem and Taylor Swift showdown that would ensue if both of them are at the Super Bowl? Oh, my goodness. I mean, it pretty much settles it right here and there. The Packers have to win and go to the Super Bowl so that we get Simone Biles and we don't have to endure Eminem or Taylor Swift. That's how this has got to play out, people. It's how it's got to work out.
Well, whoever is not Taylor Swift is going to get less screen time. If it were Eminem, he's not going to get as much screen time as Taylor would. So the Swifties could be at least happy about that.
This is true.
Isn't that funny how with extreme fandom, and I have it, I'm not innocent of this either, but when you're a fan of someone, you defend them to the point where you become an apologist.
Yes.
And then it becomes something else, like, is it really misogynist that Eminem? I mean, come on. like you said, dude just showing up at a game.
Right.
You know?
Well, and let's be real here for just a second. Swifties, and I don't care. You can feel however you want. I mean, I've come to terms with the fact I'm going to see Taylor Swift at every Chiefs game. I've come to terms with it. NFL has backed off a little bit on it, so that makes me feel better. Here's the thing, though, about Eminem. Grew up in Detroit. He's a Detroit boy. I mean, we all know this, right?
Yeah.
These are where his roots are. He still lives there. He could have chosen
going to see
anywhere.
A game in his own backyard.
Right. He could have chosen anywhere in this world to live after he became Eminem superstar. He chose to stay with his roots and stay in Detroit, right? He's been a Lions fan since he was a little kid. Like, little kid because, duh, he grew up in Detroit. So I feel kind of bad for him because it's been a long road for Lions fans.
Yes.
But at the same time, I mean, it goes back to his childhood. He is a born and bred Lions fan. So the fact that he's excited there, and it makes a little bit more sense. And I get it. Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce. But at the same time, I mean, she's not a tried and true Chiefs fan. This is like a new fandom for her.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that she supports Travis Kelce.
Yeah. She's there. Going to support her boy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Why she's
you know,
there.
I mean, here is, you know, Eminem, who's lived through the dire days of the Detroit Lions franchise, not making it to a playoff since 1991. And, you know, I think he deserves to cheer just as much as other Lions fans. And not that that Taylor Swift doesn't. She deserves to do this swag surf up in the booth with everybody else when the Chiefs get a big win. But here's the thing. I don't need to see it every 10 seconds.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if we were to see Eminem at so many games and always see Eminem, we would
yes.
get sick of same that, too.
Same thing would happen. Same yeah. thing would happen. We'd be like, oh, gosh, there's Eminem again on my screen. It's the same thing that would
it's
happen,
the
right?
saturation. It's the...
Exactly. Yeah. It's exactly. It's why Packers fans still get excited to see Simone Biles at a game, because we get a few photos of her here and there, but they don't show her on camera every 12 seconds when she's at a game cheering
exactly.
on her husband, Jonathan Owens. I mean, it's just not how it goes. So, I mean, I get why they might be a little upset, but I also get why, you know, Eminem was a much bigger deal at a game at the same time. I mean, he's a true fan of the Lions and has been for a long time. So we'll leave it at that. Swifties, you're entitled to your opinion, though. We aren't going to count you out on it. We're not going to tell you that you can't have your opinion. You defend Taylor Swift with all of your might, because we would expect nothing less from the Swifties at this point in time, right? Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Cold wind chill advisory in effect today and tonight. I mean, we're talking 25 to 30 below with those wind chills. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger as well here on Max FM.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You could even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Yes, 'tis the season. Any phone free for new and current customers. See us at your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Number of the games from the Badger Challenge for girls basketball were made up yesterday. The Portage Warriors fell at home 53-35 to Fort Atkinson. It was Wanakee topping Sauk Prairie 51-37. Beaver Dam gets the better of Reedsburg 85-55, the final there. Watertown's able to go on the road and get the win over Stoughton 50-43. And also home losers were Mount Horeb 72-41 to DeForest. The way last week ended due to the weather, there are a lot of events that will take place today around the area. Some postponed from the end of last week. Others were originally scheduled. For the Baraboo Thunderbird, their girls basketball team is going to be hosting Poinette tonight at 6 p.m. Swimming for the T-Birds will be at Jack Young Middle School, welcoming Stoughton also at 6. Wrestlers will take part in a quad meet with Reedsburg DeForest, and that's going to be at Portage High School. 6 o'clock start time for it as well. Baraboo Portage boys hockey will be at Pierce Park welcoming Viroqua tonight, and the boys basketball team for the Thunderbirds will also be taking on Poinette at home 7:30 is the start time for it. So girls hoops at home at 6, and then immediately following that will be the boys, both versus Poinette. Reedsburg tonight, the gymnastics team will be at Wanakee. Wrestling also taking part in that quad at Portage High School starting at 6. And the Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells boys hockey team on the road against Monroe tonight. Sauk Prairie Eagles swimmers will be hosting Edgewood at 6 o'clock. Boys hockey team will be at the Spark Ice Arena welcoming Arrowhead at 7. Girls basketball team will have Dodgeville in town at the South Gymnasium at 7:15. And finally for Portage tonight, girls hoops on the road at Wisconsin Dells. Boys will also be traveling as they'll tip off against Westfield, both of those games at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, they'll be hosting that wrestling quad at 6. Best of luck to all the area teams. Be sure to check the schedule to see it with plenty of events that have been rescheduled and shuffled around due to the weather. First round of the NFL playoffs are in the books. In the AFC, it was the Texans topping the Browns 45-14. Chiefs getting a win over the Dolphins 26-7. Both those games were on Saturday. Then on Sunday, of course, Packers with a huge 48-32 win over the Cowboys to advance. Lions 24-23 winners against the Rams. And then yesterday, Bills 31-17. They get the win at home against the Steelers. And the Buccaneers end the season for the Philadelphia Eagles 32-9, the final there. Divisional round is set. The Green Bay Packers will play their next game on Saturday night as the team is going to be heading to San Francisco to face the 49ers. 7:15 is the kickoff for it. Prior to that, it's the Texans at the number one seed Baltimore Ravens. And then the Lions and the Buccaneers will play on Sunday at 2 p.m. Chiefs and Bills, a matchup we've seen many times in recent playoff memory. 5:30 is going to be the kickoff for that one. News AP Top 25 polls are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers jump all the way up to number 11 with a 13-3 record. Coaches poll actually has the Badgers in the top 10, sitting at number 8. Wisconsin will be back on the court tonight. They'll be traveling to Penn State to face the Nittany Lions. 8 o'clock is the tip-off for that matchup. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is bitterly cold, and that is going to continue. We have a wind chill advisory in effect today through tonight. The wind chill minus 20 to minus 30, possibly even colder at times. Partly cloudy, actual high today 2 above. Tonight, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 11. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
99.7.
7:48 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or you know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. It's the Go-Go's now, and we got the beat on 99.7 Max FM.
School.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 10 minutes before 8. And Finn, Marty texted to remind me that the Packers, besides having Simone Biles as the wife of Jonathan Owen, also have Lil Wayne on their side. Lil Wayne, huge, huge Packers fan. I was just listening to him on an interview the other day because he, you know, he likes to write anthems for the Packers at certain points of their season and has for many, many years, especially when they make it to like championship games and things like that. Actually became a Green Bay Packers fan as a little kid when they played at the Superdome in New Orleans where he grew up. His dad was in attendance of that game, brought home a whole lot of swag for the Green Bay Packers, laughed about it because he's like, I grew up in the hood. You use everything you get. You don't keep it as like memorabilia, right? And so saw the towels every day, got to see Brett Favre up close and personal when he was at the stadium with his dad, and didn't get to attend the game himself, but became a Packers fan as a little kid, and he's been a Packers fan ever since. Actually ran out of the tunnel with the team a couple weeks ago by invite of head coach Matt LaFleur. So Marty, thank you for pointing that out. I almost forgot about Lil Wayne. I don't know how I could. I mean, he's wrote some of the best Packer songs I've ever heard, especially at championship moments. And then, of course, well, we know how those championship moments went. Especially the last few years. So we're hoping for better things down the road. Hey, we do have some celebrating to do today, though, with birthdays and maybe an anniversary or two if we get one of those in. Now, of course, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line always open. That number is 355-9970. We're going to jump right into the celebrity side of things with Marwin Kenzari. He's the bad guy in Black Adam. You might also remember him as Jafar in the live-action version of Aladdin. He also played Malik in The Mummy. He is celebrating his 41st birthday today. Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, the Hamilton creator, and Lee Scoresby on the HBO show His Dark Materials. He also did a lot of music for Moana and is Bert's former apprentice Jack in Mary Poppins Returns. I love Lin-Manuel Miranda. I think he's such a talented dude. He is celebrating his 44th birthday today. Kate Moss, iconic supermodel, is also on this list. Modeling agency, founder, owner, as well. Kate kissed Johnny Depp at one point in life. Also Leonardo DiCaprio, Daniel Craig, and Russell Brand. Boy, that's a list of guys that don't have a lot in common. Interesting. Anyway, she is celebrating her 50th birthday.
So she doesn't have a type then?
No, apparently not. Apparently not. I wonder how old Leonardo DiCaprio was when he dated Kate Moss. Because now we know that Leonardo DiCaprio has a fondness for much younger women. I mean, he's what, like in his late 40s, early 50s now? And he tends to date models who are like in their early 20s. And everybody's like, why? Everybody's like, why doesn't his relationships last? Well, because he could be their dad. I mean, let's be honest.
The generational gap. Come on.
Right? Let's be honest. Josie Davis, Sarah Powell on Charles in Charge. Oh, I loved that show. She is celebrating her 51st birthday. Richard T. Jones, who plays Sergeant Gray on The Rookie. He's also Governor Denning on Hawaii Five-0, Detective Hahn on American Horror Story Hotel, and NFL star Andre Waters in Concussion. He is celebrating his 52nd birthday. Roy Jones Jr., a.k.a. Captain Hook, is 55 years old. He's a professional boxer with a record of 66-10, 47 wins by knockout, former world title holder in four different divisions. Well, that's quite the resume, and you don't want to get in a fight with him. He could have helped out the young girl in Florida this week. Did you hear that weird story about Hulk Hogan, by the way, who hasn't been in a ring for years? He and his wife and a Marine buddy just happened to be driving down the interstate when a car tried to basically cross and get into an exit too fast and ended up crashing into another car, flipping it over, and they stopped, pulled over, and rescued a 17-year-old girl from a rollover accident.
Wow.
So, I know. It's crazy. It's a crazy story. I was like, so good. Hulk Hogan is still buff enough to like pull somebody out of a car.
Rescue somebody.
Exactly. I thought that was kind of a crazy story. Danny Ash, who was officially certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most downloaded woman on the internet in 2000 through a very naughty website. Anyway, she's 56 years old. I'm not even going to tell you the name of it because, well, I don't know if there's any kids listening yet this morning, and we don't need to go there. You don't need those kind of questions in the drop-off line this morning. Let's put it like that. Sade, love her. Love Sade. We might have to pull out some Sade this morning. Smooth operator, no ordinary love, the sweetest taboo. She is celebrating her 65th birthday.
65?
I know. Sade is 65 years old. It's insane. She's incredible. She's got one of the most She's got one of the most haunting, incredible voices, too, I've ever heard. She's just amazing.
When you're in that chill vibe, when you just want some chill music, Sade.
Yes, Sade is the one to go to. Yeah, she's fantastic. Debbie Allen, actress, dancer, choreographer. Of course, she starred on Fame. She currently plays Hondo's mom on SWAT and Dr. Avery's mom on Grey's Anatomy. Talk about being typecast. She's actually Felicia Rashad's sister in real life. She is celebrating her 74th birthday today. John Carpenter, the director of Halloween, the 80s remake of The Thing, Christine, the original version of The Fog, the original Assault on Precinct 13, Big Trouble in Little China, They Live, Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., and the underrated John Carpenter's Vampires. He is 76 years old today. So legendary. We don't usually cover the country artists, but I'll break ranks for this one a little bit. Ronnie Millsap celebrating his 81st birthday today. Okay. Speaking of a legend. And then we have A.J. Foyt, who is also a legend in auto racing. He's celebrating his 89th birthday today. Now, we do have one local birthday we have to pass along here. Susie Miller is celebrating a birthday today. So, Susie, very, very happy birthday to you. And as I sit here and look at this celebrity list, it always gives me the celebrities that are no longer with us, right? Aaliyah, remember that terrible plane accident that took Aaliyah many years ago, back in 2001? Mm-hmm. She would have actually been 45 years old today.
That's sad.
That was a horrible, horrible, tragic event, but it makes me so old knowing that Aaliyah would be the same age as I am at this this very minute if she were still with us. Incredible music. I still have like an entire Aaliyah playlist on my Spotify because I was a huge Aaliyah fan. I thought she was awesome. But yeah, very, very talented. But anyway, I always try to look at those because it's always amazing the artists that we've lost or the celebrities that we've lost. I mean, we were talking a little bit about that with the Emmys earlier and names that you just aren't at the top of your mind anymore. And then you're like, what about that person kind of thing, right? So I thought that was, she would have been the same age as me. I'm not going to get over it today. I promise. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And Finn, remember to add somebody to this list. You and I both know it's very easy. You just have to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. This birthday list would also like us to know that there are 26 days until Super Bowl 58. I don't know why that's on a birthday list, but it's telling me those numbers if you're a football fan. Taking a look at the forecast, wind chill advisory in effect for today into tonight. We are talking wind chills of minus 25 to minus 30, sometimes colder depending. Otherwise, we're going to see a whole high of 2 today. Hey, at least there's some sunshine. That should make us feel better. Little sunshine. I was walking yesterday and I'd get into the sunny areas out here at Goose Poop Pond and it amazingly did feel so much better than the shaded areas. It was very, very weird because when you're talking those types of temperatures, nothing's warmer, but the sun did feel really good. I will say that.
Does little Aspie try to find those little spots in the household where the sun is peeking through? No,
she doesn't care. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. As long as she's got her couch, as long as she's got her nose buried in the crook of it, she's perfectly fine. Sometimes she'll belly up to one of the electric fireplaces and she'll lay right in front of it with her tummy facing it and her nose buried underneath her paws, and she is perfectly content for the entire day. And we won't hear from her again. So she's not a find the light kind of girl. No, she's not that kind of girl. As long as she's got her couch or a lap, she's perfectly content. Doesn't matter if it's the shade, doesn't matter if the sun, she could be freezing, she could be cooking to death, panting for all she's got, and she'd be like, I'm going to stay right here on your lap for the rest of eternity because I love you so much. That's exactly how that's going to go down. Tomorrow, Finn, it's going to be glorious. We're going to hit the double digits with a high of 11 tomorrow. And look at how excited we are about this. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about the forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news coming up next right here on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity